You're listening to Artitude, a podcast with artists created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork, and best known for his essay about the cause and effect of shamanism, art and digital culture. Working in the field of performance, photography, painting, sound, installations, and film, he will dive and discover with us and a weekly creative guest into the unknown and exciting deep ocean of the creative mind.
This is Detlef Schlich, and today we dive into the deep and unknown exciting ocean of our creative mind. Welcome back to Artitude, where we weave together the threads of art, culture, and science into a tapestry of human curiosity and innovation. I'm happy to have you here in this latest show, and I'm your host. In our last episode, Dawn of Discovery from Alchemy Mystic to the Digital Age Precision, we embarked on a fascinating journey through the centuries. We traced the arc of human progress from the mystical laboratories of alchemists through the methodical discoveries of the chemical science to the brink of our current digital age. We explored how the tangible processes of development in the physical world have gradually given way to the abstract position of calculation, setting the stage for today's exploration. Today, in episode 221, Navigating the Digital Current from Calculation to Digital Consciousness, we dive deeper into the water of the digital era. We've observed how the development of the Polaroid, with its magical blend of chemistry and light, served as a poignant allegory for human advancement. Now we shift our gaze to the realm of calculation, where numbers, algorithms, and data not only shape our understanding of the world, but begin to define the very essence of our reality. As we stand on the shores of this digital expanse, we'll explore how the transition from physical development to digital calculation has transformed every facet of our lives, from the way we communicate and create to how we perceive identity and consciousness itself. What does it mean to live in a world where our experiences, memories, and even our emotions can be digitized, analyzed, and reimagined? How has the shift to digital calculation altered our relationship with the natural world, our societies, and with ourselves? So join me as we navigate the digital current, seeking to understand not just how we've adapted to this new digital landscape, but how it's reshaping the very core of human experience. Together we'll delve into the complexities of digital consciousness, exploring the innovations and challenges that lie ahead as we continue to chart this unexplored territory. So let's continue our journey, drawing from the insights of episode 220, and plunge into the digital depths where calculation not only aids our development, but begins to craft new realms of possibility that extend beyond the physical into the virtual and beyond. So stay tuned as Artitude brings you closer to understanding the pulse of our digital heartbeat.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
As we continue our exploration into the digital transformation, let's first delve into the linguistic roots. I already promised you that I will look into that, because that frames our understanding of this journey. Today, we're not only revisiting the German words Entwicklung, which means development, and Berechnung, which means calculation, and their English counterparts, but also introducing their Spanish equivalents, Desarrollo and Calculo, to weave a richer tapestry of cultural perspectives. The German word Entwicklung conjures a sense of unfolding, evolving, or unrolling, a processual movement from one state to another, implying both growth and change. It's a word that captures the essence of progression from the seed to the bloom, encapsulating the natural and human-driven transformations over time. In contrast, Berechnung speaks to the act of calculating. So Berechnung, calculation, calculo. It speaks to the act of calculating, measuring, and predicting. It evokes a sense of precision, of predetermined outcomes arrived through systematic analysis and mathematical rigor. I already explained it in the last episode how scientists came somehow methodology-wise to systematic analysis and especially this mathematical rigor. So go back to episode 220 and you learn more about that. I hope you understood it, dear listeners, grasp it somehow, the development. I mean, I could go probably deeper into that, but I just try to narrow it a little bit down. So let's continue to the English development. So similarly, in this English word, development implies a process of growth or evolution, be it in the context of a photograph gradually coming to life in the darkroom, like we explained already in the last episode as well, be in the context of a community advancing, or be in the context of a story unfolding. So calculation, on the other hand, brings to mind an operation of numbers, a deliberate act of planning or foresight driven by logic and data. Same like the systematic analysis and mathematical rigor in the German word Berechnung. Introducing the Spanish perspective, desarrollo similarly embodies the concept of evolution and growth, capturing both the physical expansion and the maturation of ideas or societies. So, calculo, like its German and English counterparts, suggest an operation of numbers, a deliberate process of figuring out or planning with meticulous accuracy. So it's calculieren, calculation, calculo, it is, or actually the meaning is the same. This trilingual comparison reveals not just linguistic variations, but also a shared human experience across cultures. The journey from natural, sometimes chaotic growth, like Entwicklung, development, and Desarrollo, or Desarrollo, probably I pronounced it wrong, to a more structured, algorithm-driven existence, like Berechnung, calculation, calculo. Each language, in its unique way, encapsulates the transition we are exploring from the tangible and intuitive methods of the past to the precise data-driven approaches that define our digital age. So as we philosophize about these concepts across languages, it's intriguing to consider how the essence of development and calculation is perceived and articulated around the world. Does the shift towards digital consciousness represent a universal trajectory, or are there nuances in understanding and embracing this transition across different cultures? How do these linguistic insights enrich our perspective on the digital transformation enveloping our lives? So join me as we delve deeper into these questions, bridging linguistic and cultural divides in our quest to navigate the digital current. Together we'll explore how the concepts of Entwicklung, development, Desarrollo, Berechnung, calculation, and calculo illuminate the path from the physical to the digital, from the organic to the algorithmic. As we journey through the intricate landscapes of navigating the digital current, we carry with us the profound insights gleaned from our linguistic exploration. The terms Entwicklung, development, Desarrollo, Berechnung, calculation, and calculo serves as our compass, pointing us towards the nuanced shifts in how humanity perceives and interacts with the world in the age of digital ascendance. In this era, where digital technologies have become intertwined with the very fabric of our daily lives, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment in human history. The transition from tangible physical processes to abstract algorithmic calculations isn't just a technological evolution. It's a cultural and philosophical shift that challenges the very essence of human creativity, identity, and community. I've looked somehow into the impact of it on creativity. So in the realm of art and design, the transition from physical mediums to digital platforms has opened new horizons of creativity. Artists who once relied on the physical interplay of materials now engage with digital canvases, where pixels replace paint and algorithms guide composition. Yet, as we navigate this shift, we must ask, how does the move from desarrollo to calculo affect the creative process? Does the immediacy and precision of digital tools enhance artistic expressions? Or does it risk diminishing the tactile, intuitive connection between the artist and the medium? I will go, not in this episode, but in the next episode, deeper as well in the transformation of identity, where in a world increasingly mediated by digital platforms, our very identities are becoming digitized constructs defined by data points and online interactions. How do we maintain the authenticity of our identities when they are increasingly subject to algorithmic interpretation and manipulation? I will probably do that as well in a fictional story, which I already did before. Sometimes I will go deeper as well in this episode in a fictional story. But first of all, I just try to tell you what else I will research in the next episode, when this is the evolution of community. So as digital technologies facilitate new forms of connection and communities, they also recalibrate the dynamics of social interactions. The shift towards a digitally calculated society raises important questions about the nature of community and belonging. How do we foster genuine connections and build resilient communities in an age where digital spaces often dictate the terms of engagement? So as we ponder these questions, let us not lose sight of the opportunities that lie within the digital transformation, the convergence of Entwicklung, development and Desarrollo, with Berechnung, calculation and Calculo, signals not just a challenge but also a promise. A promise of a future where digital and human consciousness can cooperate to create a world that reflects the best of both. Join me as we continue to navigate the digital current, seeking to understand, critique, and ultimately embrace the possibilities of the digital era, or of this digital age. Together, let's explore how we can harness the power of digital calculation to enhance human development, creativity, and connection. So as we sail into the digital horizon, one of the most profound transformations we witness is in the realm of creativity. The digital age, marked by its essence of calculation and precision, brings with it both challenges and unparalleled opportunities for creative minds. Today on Artitude, we delve into the impact of this transformation on creativity, exploring how the transition from traditional methods to digital processes reshapes the landscape of artistic expression. In the era of Entwicklung, development and Desarrollo, artists and creators engage directly with their materials, canvas, clay, film, each medium offering its unique texture, resistance and unpredictability. This physical interactions was not just about the act of creation, it was a dialogue, a dance between the creator and the medium, each influencing and inspiring the other. The unpredictability of material often led to serendipitous discoveries, an integral part of the creative process, which I love as well, very much actually. So enter the digital age, where Berechnung, calculation and Calculo have become the new tools of the trade. Digital technologies offer artists an expansive new palette, unrestricted by the limitations of physical media. Software and algorithms allow for the manipulation of images, sounds and even ideas in ways that were once unimaginable for me. The ability to undo, redo and modify with precision brings a level of control and experimentation that can push the boundaries of creativity to new heights. I understood and learned So yet this transition raised poignant questions as well for me. So does the immediacy and malleability of digital tools enhance creativity, or does it risk sanitizing the artistic process, removing the happy accidents that often leads to breakthroughs? How does the shift from tactile to digital affect the artist's connections to their work? That's always a big question for me. So what happens in the next 10, 20, 30 years? Because digital platforms have democratized the creation and sharing of art. Yeah, they're enabling anyone with access to technology to explore their creative potential. So this has led to an explosion of content and a blurring of the lines between amateur and professional artists. And a lot of professional artists, they complain that, even AI art, it is just stealing the art from real artists. So, but while this inclusivity enriched the cultural landscape, it also introduced new challenges in terms of curation, value, and authenticity. Take questions of ownership, you know. Well, furthermore, the integration of artificial intelligence in the creative process opens up new frontiers for exploration. AI can generate music, paintings, and literary works, raising fundamental questions about the nature of creativity itself. Sure. Is creativity the sole domain of human consciousness, or can algorithms produce art that resonates on an emotional level? A very, very strong philosophical question, which really leaves me sometimes sleepless in bed. I mean, however, so as we navigate these waters, it's clear that the digital transformation offers a dual-edged sword for creativity. On one side, it provides tools that can amplify human imagination, break down barriers to artistic expression, and foster global collaboration, democratizing art for everyone. So on the other, it challenges our traditional notions of creativity, authorship, and the value of art. So what I try in this episode of Artitude is to invite artists and creators and thinkers to share their experiences and insights on this transformative journey. How have digital technologies influenced your creative process? In what ways can we harness the power of digital tools to enhance human creativity without losing the essence that makes art truly resonate? Join the conversation as we explore the impact of digital transformation on creativity, seeking to understand how we can navigate the balance between precision of calculation and the boundless potential of human imagination. So as we delve into the impact of digital transformation on creativity, let's explore a story that might just illuminate the future of artistic expression. I start at least with it. For me, I think it is enough information for this episode. I thought I would continue with my story, but I leave it probably for next week. So we will explore next week a story that might just illuminate the future of artistic expression, and we try to explore it with an artist. I call her Eleanor. She's born into the early dawn of the 21st century in 2022. So we're going then next week into a not-so-distant future where the intersection of creativity and artificial intelligence has already transformed the artistic landscape in ways we are just beginning to comprehend. And we dive with Eleanor, an artist who, within a mere 2 decades after the advent of ChatGPT-4, finds herself at the vanguard of a new artistic revolution. One where AI is not just a tool, but a collaborator, reshaping the essence of creation and expression. But I'll leave that for next week, where our story ends, but we're gonna have that in Artitude 222. There we'll venture further into the future, diving deeper into this digital consciousness and the symbiotic relationship between human creativity and artificial intelligence. So join us next Sunday to find out. What new horizons will Eleanor and Aura discover? Aura might be her future partner. but now I stop, so I don't want to tell you too much. I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to our listeners, actually, from all corners of the globe for tuning in and joining us on the remarkable exploration. Your curiosity, questions, and engagement enrich our journey together. To those who have shared their thoughts, sparked discussions on our social media platforms, and contributed to the vibrant Artitude community, thank you. Your insights and perspectives are the lifeblood of this podcast. For those eager to dive deeper, to question, and to contribute to the ongoing conversations, I encourage you to follow us on Instagram at Detschlich and at Artitude, or join our Facebook group I Love West Cork Artists and engage with us across all platforms. Your voice matters, and together we can continue to unravel the mysteries of creativity and technology. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe, share, and invite friends to the part of our ever-growing Artitude family. The journey we're on is not just about understanding the world as it unfolds, but about imagining and shaping the future together. So as we eagerly anticipate the next chapter in Eleanor's story and the broader narrative of art and AI in Artitude 222, let's keep the conversation going. What are your thoughts on the intersection of creativity and technology? How do you envision the future of artistic expression in an increasingly digital world? Share your questions, your dreams, and your visions with us. Again, my dear friends all over the world, thank you. Texas, Dallas, America, England, France, Argentina, Japan, China, Russia, Germany, Ireland. I mean, there are more places where I have my dear listeners and where I know that people stay in communication with us. So, yeah, I would say, until next Sunday, keep exploring, keep questioning, and above all, keep creating. Thank you for being an integral part of Artitude. And don't forget, the future is just one podcast away. Goodbye for now, but not for now. You're Detlef.
You have listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion, and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again. Ah! That was too close.